A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good things of the land. But if you are unwilling and disobedient, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken. How the faithful city of Zion has become a prostitute! It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Your silver is worthless. Your tavern keepers mix wine with water. Your rulers are disobedient and companions of thieves. Everyone loves bribes and follows after rewards. They do not defend the orphans, nor do they regard the cause of the widow. Therefore saith the Master, the Lord of hosts, Woe to the mighty ones of Israel, for my anger against the adversaries will not cease, and I will execute judgment on mine enemies. I will bring my hand upon you and purge you completely. I will destroy those who disobey and remove all the lawless from you. I will humble all the arrogant. I will establish your judges as the first and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, Zion, the faithful mother city. For her captives shall be saved with judgment and with mercy. The lawless and sinners shall be destroyed together. Those who forsake the Lord shall come to an end. For they shall be ashamed of the idols they desired, and the gardens that they longed for. For they shall be as a terebinth tree that has lost its leaves, like a garden with no water. Their strength shall be as broken fibre, and their works as sparks of fire. The lawless and the sinners will burn together, and no one shall quench them. The word that came from the Lord to Isaiah, the son of Amos, concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Now it shall come to pass in the last days, the mountain of the Lord and the house of God shall be visible on the tops of the mountains and exalted above the hills. All the Gentiles shall come to it. Many Gentiles shall travel and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will proclaim his way to us, and we shall walk in it. For the law of the Lord shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the Gentiles, and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into ploughs, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift sword up against nation, neither shall they learn war any more.